Do you hear the claves in the background there? Very quietly. Did you hear those? Grace, you did hear them?
Yes.
Do you know what those are? The little, they're cylindrical. Ding, ding, ding. It's nice to meet you. How old are you, Grace?
I'm 8.
And what school do you go to?
Roosevelt.
In what community? What town? Pittsburgh? And yes. What neighborhood of Pittsburgh?
Carrick.
Carrick. I've been to Pittsburgh, Roosevelt, and it's very nice to meet you. What grade are you going into? What grade are you in? I'm sorry.
I'm in third.
I forgot school started. You've had, about 5-6 days?
Yeah.
So far. What's nice to meet you. Grace is here with her big sister, Brittany, from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
It's nice. I don't think we've ever just started by talking like this, and so it's nice. Cheryl Jones is here, too. And I'd like to just learn more about you, Grace. Ever so briefly, I asked if you had a cat before because you have a shirt on with a cat. You do? What's your cat's name?
I don't have a cat.
Oh, I thought you did have a cat. But you like cats.
Yeah.
I like cats, too. And I love cats, in fact. So what do you like to do for fun after school, or what do you like in school?
I like going to the park after school.
And what do you do when you're there?
I play with my friends and I go on the swings.
Oh, that's nice. What kinds of games do you play with your friends?
Like tag and hide and go seek.
Well, that's nice. Now, when you play hide and go seek, do you prefer to hide? Or do you like to look for other people?
I like to hide.
Are you good at hiding?
Yeah.
And I won't ask you where you hide because that would be giving it away, right? Who is in your family?
Emma. She's my aunt. And I live with my pappy and my uncle. I actually live with two uncles, and I have a dog.
And what's your dog's name?
Faust.
Well, it's nice to meet you, and it's especially nice to have a big sister, isn't it?
Yes.
And Brittany, tell me about yourself.
Well, I grew up in Cleveland, moved to Pittsburgh when I went to Duquesne, and I graduated a few years ago, and I work as a physician assistant.
Well, that's a great Pennsylvania has finally given a little more power to physicians' assistants.
It has, yes.
I don't know how long you've been doing that, but it's really kind of heartening to see that PAs are being permitted to do so much. Have you ever gone to see where Brittany works?
No,
that's probably not the easiest thing in the world to do because of privacy and stuff.
Right.
Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
I want to be a video game creator.
Oh, you're in a good city for that. How come?
I guess I just watch like my uncles play on their PS3 and stuff, and sometimes I play.
Have you thought about the kind of game you might make?
No.
Because there's, you could make so many different types of things, so it would be kind of neat. So tell me about how you met. What prompted you to be a big sister?
Well, all growing up in school, I always volunteered, and in college I was in a service sorority. So when I graduated, I kind of thought, well, how am I going to continue this? Because it was a big part of my life, and I love working with children. I used to work in pediatrics, so this kind of seemed like a perfect fit. So we've been together for a little over 2 years now.
And what was it like when you first met Grace? Do you remember? You would have been pretty young then. But
yeah. I was like 6.
Yeah, you were 6.
Yeah.
Was it scary?
No, it wasn't scary.
What was the first thing you did together?
We were just talking about that. We can't even remember that far ago.
Yeah.
We do so much stuff together that it's hard to remember what the first thing was.
I was going
to
say it's probably because you've done so much. You've got a great laugh. What are some of the things that you especially like doing with Brittany?
Well, I like bowling with her. And We like going to the library together and getting ice cream and going over her house to do nails.
What kinds of books do you like?
I like chapter books, like Die with Be of a Wimpy Kid.
That's a great book. And you mentioned doing nails. Do you do each other's nails?
Yeah.
Yeah, she paints mine too.
Excellent. That sounds like a lot of fun. Have you ever gone on a trip somewhere very special together, like on a drive out into the country or just to a trip where you've had to go to a special place?
We went strawberry picking at Triple B Farms.
Yeah, and we went pumpkin picking.
That's our favorite fall thing to do, go pumpkin picking up at Sorgel's.
Yeah. Wow, that's a fun place.
Yeah.
Have you carved a pumpkin, like, to make a jack-o'-lantern?
Mm-hmm.
How did that go?
Good.
I can't believe it's going to be about that time already. We're only about a month or so away. Cheryl and I are looking at each other saying, my goodness,
where
does the time go? Halloween's a fun holiday, it really is. What do you think, what's different? Now, you know, 2 years ago, you can remember, you know, before you met Brittany, and now, you know, Brittany's around. How has she changed your life? I mean, are things a little different now that you've got a big sister?
Yeah.
And can you think of any ways that she's had a, like, positive influence or has just made a difference? I know that's kind of a tough question, but I'm just curious for people. There might be women like Brittany that are thinking, I wonder if I should do this. And knowing how important it is, you might be able to help explain, I guess, why it's important to have somebody like Brittany. And Brittany, from your perspective, I'm sure that Grace has made a huge difference for you.
She has. She has. Why don't you tell them about the gifted program you got accepted to this year?
I go to the gifted program. I go on Tuesdays, and I'm in Zoonopoly in science.
What's the first one, Zoonopoly?
We do, like, 3D puzzles, animal puzzles, and we like, draw. That's why you have to be a good drawer to go in there.
That's great. And is this out, I'm trying to think, is it Pittsburgh Classical that you go to, or do you leave your school to go there, or does it come to you?
Yeah, we go on a bus to go there. Like a school bus.
Oh, that's exciting that you get to go there. I know some people who teach there, like Mrs. Blackwell and a few other people that are involved in the gifted program.
Yeah.
And did you two work together to make that happen? Or how did that happen?
She's just become very good in school.
My math teacher, I'm really good at math. And I took the test in second grade. And I started in third grade.
Wow. Good for you. And what are you doing in science in the gifted program?
We're going to start, like, doing experiments and stuff.
That's pretty cool. Do you know any kinds of experiments you'll be doing?
No, not yet. It was just our first day, like last Tuesday.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I keep forgetting that there hasn't been that much time yet. So tell me more about the difference, Brittany, that it's made. Grace is your first little sister.
She is, yes.
And, I mean, do you find yourself having different perspectives or just different thoughts about life now that the two of you have been together for 2 years?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely been a very fulfilling experience, more so than I even imagined. I think it's, you know, I kind of did it to help someone else change someone else's life, and in turn, she kind of helped change mine, which has been really great and really neat to see throughout the years.
That's an amazing thing. Cheryl, what's new with Big Brothers Big Sisters? I know as we continue to approach a landmark anniversary, 50 years for Big Brothers Big Sisters, there's always new things.
Yes, we are fast approaching the 50th, which starts in January. We're going to celebrate the whole year. And actually, these two are going to be in a video that we're doing to kind of document what matches do together. So we don't know what they're going to do yet, but they're going to be part of it because they're a pretty cool match. So we like to have them involved. So we're also, in about 2 weeks, we'll be kicking off our Mentor 2.0 program, which will be at Brashear. And it's a brand new program to match one cohort of ninth graders with college degree mentors who will work with them online for most of the time. And then once a month, they'll get together. And it's to hopefully get the kids to engage in high school more and hopefully go off to college. So, we're pretty excited about it.
Do you have enough mentors for
everybody? We definitely put out a call to action yesterday, actually, for 15 more males. We have 15 boys in this cohort that need 15 male mentors. So if anyone's interested in being involved in this really great new program, they should contact us.
Okay, and in Pittsburgh, Brashear, you don't have to live in the area. I don't even think you need to be a city resident.
No.
And you'll be trained. So if you're a male, I suspect 18 or older?
I think it's 21 and older and a college degree.
Okay, and it's the reason for that is so that you've got some life's experience as well as college experience to help with transitioning. You can contact Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh at bbbspittsburgh.org, bbbspittsburgh.org. I'm so happy that there's so many good things that are happening. I keep looking, Grace, at Brittany's watch, which is such an unusual watch. It's got these zigzags all over
Chevron.
That's Chevron's logo.
Yeah. No, Chevron's just a design.
Oh, the design. Uh-huh. like the geese. Okay, got it. I was thinking of the oil company.
Oh, no, not that.
Oh, you never know. Well, I brought a couple presents for you. I have a radio patch, Grace, that you can put on some clothes or keep. And I also brought a pass to the Children's Museum. And if I can reach into my drawer of things, I've got a pencil. I know it's unsharpened, but because you're doing, we leave them unsharpened for the convenience of everybody. But since you're doing lots of experiments, you're going to need lots of writing to do with your experiments. And the pass you can use anytime at the museum. I think you would like our make shop, which is where you get to experiment and build things. Have you been through the museum before?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's one of our favorite things to do.
Good.
Loves it.
You can do that together. Is there anything else either of you wanted to say or say hello to anybody, any of your friends who might be listening now or later?
You have anyone you want to say hi to?
Emma?
Emma. Who's Emma?
My aunt.
Hi. I wonder if she hears. I'll bet she's hearing. Aunt Emma, hello. And Brittany, anything else you wanted to add?
I don't think so. No, this has been very fun.
You guys are a great team. And Cheryl, looking for mentors for the Mentor 2.0 program.
Well as our community-based program.
Yeah. So you can reach out by going to bbbspittsburgh.org. Anything else new that we should let folks know about?
Let's see. Well, we are gearing up for a very busy fall and winter, and we've just actually booked our holiday party. December 6th, Sunshine Park. So our matches always enjoy skating there in the winter. So we're gearing up for that. So
well, wonderful. I'm so glad that all three of you could be here today. And again, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. They serve Washington County,
yes,
by the way, in addition to Allegheny. And you can find complete information at bbbspittsburgh.org.